Hello and welcome to The Housing Platform from Platform Housing Group. We're a large registered provider of social housing and we manage over 50,000 homes across the Midlands. In this episode, you're going to join us in the middle of a very important field, one where we'll soon start building over 200 affordable homes. The site is called Browns Lane. It's in Tamworth in Staffordshire. It's a site that shows Platform is keen on changing how we approach securing land for affordable housing in a way that we hope can accelerate what we deliver and exceed our previous standards of the places we create. I'm Richard Hurst, Communications Business Partner, and I asked members of the Land and New Business team to join me on a sunny April morning at Browns Lane to explain to you what this new approach means.
My name is Matthew Carroll and I'm one of the Senior Land and Partnership Managers at Platform Housing Group. So we are currently in very sunny Tamworth, right on the border between Tamworth and Lichfield local authorities at the moment. So we're walking down into something called Browns Lane, which is going to be a 210 home development, which Platform are going to bring forward probably within the next 4 to 5 years. So what we're looking at the moment is part of what is going to be an extensive area of open space which accompanies the development. So on the site itself, 54% of the site is going to remain as open space, which is going to be open space in perpetuity for both the new community coming in here and the existing community which is already here to continue using. We're down about to the corner of where the access road is and now going to puncture into the site. So what we can see now is the majority of where the rest of the housing is actually going to be, where the play areas are going to be. We're going to have some community orchards in there, and there's going to be what we're looking at now within 5 years is going to be a brand new community.
Tell me about the process of this coming into Platform's hands.
Okay, so probably 2 years ago, we got in touch with the previous landowners called Summix Capital Partners. They are land traders based out of London who would have bought the site speculatively on the basis that they could have then got planning permission and then sold it. So they were going through a pretty tricky planning journey. At the time that we got in contact with them, we got in contact and said, we believe there is some merit to switching this to a fully affordable proposition, both in terms of realising value off the site now, but also helping it along on its planning journey. So then started 2 years of planning negotiations and commercial negotiations between us and Summix, a planning appeal which had to go through because the local authority originally denied the idea of taking it to all affordable. We took it to a full inquiry which was held at Lichfield District Council's offices, and we were fortunately successful.
So what was particularly different about the process of acquiring this site that represents a sort of slight shift in the way we get land now?
Probably taking a little bit more of the front foot. So whereas stock acquisition for Platform over the past few years has tended to focus more on partnership developers bringing the opportunities to us in terms of them controlling the land but then looking to forward sell a number of the properties to us, this is very much flipping it on its head and putting us in the driving seat in terms of what we can demand from the site in terms of delivery, what we can demand from the site in terms of design and the overall look and feel. So a lot of that we're now going to be in control of. We will end up actually appointing the contractor ourselves rather than them coming to us. So it's a complete flip of the exact same process that we would have done for stock acquisition, but it puts us more in control.
And what about the risk that we took on with this site? Because there was a bit more to do with regards to winning planning, fighting planning that we probably might not have done before.
Yeah, so again, it all comes down to the commercial terms that we were able to agree with Summix in the first instance. So we committed to buying this on the back of the outline. Now what that means in commercial terms is that once outline planning had been secured on the site, we were then committed to purchase it. But the key point in that was that we were able to agree the terms that would have allowed us to deem whether we thought the outline planning permission was satisfactory for us in terms of what we wanted to do. The contract was then conditional upon us being happy and being satisfied with the level of planning. So albeit slightly more risky than what we would have taken on by developing with a partner who controlled the land, we still maintained an element of control in terms of accepting what we were given in terms of the overall thing that we bought.
Okay. I'm just having a little walk around up by the Harris Spencer. It's not a completely green, simple flat field. It's obviously been, there's a little bit of work gone on already just with regards to setting up the fencing and starting to lay areas out. Give us an idea of the positions of this site and the complexities around local authority boundaries.
Sure. So we actually bridge two local authorities with Browns Lane. So the majority, the bulk of the site where all of the housing is going to be is Lichfield District. The access into the site is Tamworth Borough. So when we went through the planning journey, we had to consult with both. We had to appeal with both. And ultimately, both will benefit from the additional social housing that will be bought on stream.
So where we're standing now is
Lichfield.
Lichfield. But if I walk past that fence?
Yeah, if you walk 20 metres over there, it's Tamworth.
So I'm Michael Baggett. I'm Director of Land and Partnerships here at Platform. So my job involves finding our new development sites, our homes of the future, whether that's a piece of greenfield land like we're at today, or a brownfield development where there's been historic industrial buildings or such like, and then taking that site through its planning journey, securing planning for the new homes that we're going to deliver, and then ultimately working to find a house builder or a contractor to come in and build those new homes for us. For me, it's I'm a sucker for a new development site, so I get the old butterflies in the tummy when we arrive at a scheme like this. I mean, it's a lovely day. The outlook here is tremendous, and you can really see how we're going to be able to be a really positive addition to this community. I mean, the site itself is washed over by fields all around. There's rolling hills in the distance. We've got a new development scheme to our east. The sun's out, and you can really start to see how this would take shape.
How has Platform's approach to land changed then in the last few years?
So traditionally, when we first adopted the land-led strategy, we were looking for sites that were on the market. So sites that had a benefit of some form of planning consent, where we could come in and we could deliver the scheme, we could build the scheme quickly. And that would give us a pipeline of new homes to address that housing need. Over the past few years, as we sort of work towards developing a 3 to 5 year pipeline, what we want to do is look at sites where we have a greater level of control over those new homes. So sites like Browns Lane here at Tamworth, where we can, we've been able to come into this site at a very early stage, as the scheme was working its way through its initial planning process. We've been able to be fundamental in terms of securing that planning consent. And critically for us, that gives us control over the onward design of the homes, the specification, the types of houses that we build, the types of tenures that we deliver to our future customers.
And why is this one so important in showing our approach? Because I suppose there's been a slight bit of difference in the way we've arrived at this point.
Yeah, I mean, this scheme is a real flagship for us in terms of the way that we've approached the site. So when the site first became apparent to us, it was having a difficult time through planning. And we saw a real opportunity here to be able to address housing need in a positive way, to be able to come in and really show the positive angle that Platform can give for sites that are having that sort of struggle on their planning journey. So by us being able to come in, being able to flip the site from a market-led site to an all-affordable site, gave us a real planning advantage and ultimately helped to deliver those affordable housing numbers that this area so badly needs.
My name's Kate Ellison, I'm Director of Development, Growth and Innovation. My role is essentially to identify new opportunities and sites, such as the site we're visiting today, and support the team in bringing them forward to be completed homes. I think this site's particularly important to me because, you know, the setting is amazing. You know, driving up to site, it's such a great spot. You're surrounded by countryside, really nice location. And the great thing is the site would have been developed for market sale, so it would have been all outright sales, home ownership. And by Platform getting involved in this site, we've been able to basically, or will be able to, deliver a 100% affordable scheme. So there'll be a mix of tenures for every type of customer with every type of need. For a site of this nature and quality, I think that's really important.
So talk us about how this affects the way we'll work in the future, sort of the specifics about getting to this site and how that affects the way we'll work in the future.
Yeah, so I think Platform have been land-led for about 4 years now, and it's certainly been a journey. You know, we've looked at different sites, different type of opportunities with different levels of risk. I think this particular site shows that we have the appetite to get involved really early and work with partners to unlock sites and bring sites forward. So I think it's that early stage involvement to ensure that we have maximum influence and control. You know, we are making every decision about this site and how that comes forward, not just about the customers themselves, but the different tenures that we'll be developing and the quality of the scheme overall. So all the design decisions. So yeah, I think that appetite for risk and just the quality of the type of scheme that we're able to get involved in if we can see longer term and have that vision. This site's an interesting one because the decision was made at a time when the plan and framework was changing. So, you know, the National Plan and Policy Framework was through its consultation stage. Obviously, policy advisors were starting to take a view on that would look like. So it was interesting to see how the appeal decision come forward and what the kind of focus was. I think going forward there will be lots more opportunities like this where, you know, a registered provider can be involved and can basically support in unlocking a site of this scale. You know, big focus for the current government, for the government and for the National Plan and Policy Framework, as you say, just bringing sites forward and delivering much needed homes as quickly as possible. You know, the formula around housing, assessing housing needs has changed, and there's much more onus on the council now to be delivering on what that evidence need is. I think the placemaking element of it is really important as well, just given the size of the site, just looking around, you know, the location that we're in, close to lots of other development, but at the same time, you know, we're right between two local authority boundaries. So just creating that sense of place with the right mix of tenures will be really important.
And just because it's something I know we're so keen on, how good an opportunity is this site going to be, particularly to show how much placemaking and that place to call home is more important than just sticking 210 homes on a site?
Yeah, so I think this site is perfect in terms of the scale of what we're creating and the opportunity that creates to create a place. So there's a big element, as you can see, surrounding the site, you know, lots of green fields, lots of nature, lots of habitat. Big element of the site will be retained as open space, so it'll still have that ecological kind of value. It'll, you know, be connecting lots of different areas that surround the site. There'll be routes through, there'll be, you know, a diverting public footpath so that we can still maintain and enhance existing walkways to make sure the site's still connecting in with its surroundings and is integrated into that broader
final
set.
Thoughts on just how exciting this land deal is and what it means for the future, starting with Mike. So remember, you can get in touch with us about anything.
What we deliver is no different, in fact better, in terms of the specification enhancements that we put on our homes than any other development. In fact, I would say, as a long-term stakeholder, Platform put a lot more thought into how their schemes are designed. How we placemake is critical for us creating sustainable communities that aren't just going to be here for the next 2 years after they're built, they're going to be here for the next 100 years after they're built. So it's critical to the approach. So schemes like Browns Lane, where we've got the opportunity to get in early, be part of that proactive planning journey, and then have that control over the onward design and delivery of the homes, is really critical to our strategy.
We always talk about how work like this involves key partnerships. So, you know, what do we look for when we go out, especially with projects like this, which are a little bit different to what we've done before?
I think what I would say to a landowner or a promoter who's in a similar situation that Browns Lane was in when we got involved, where they might be having a difficult planning journey and they need some support, they need to demonstrate the merits of the site, but particularly focus on that affordable housing angle. Please get in touch. We're here and we are capable and resourced to support with that planning process. And, you know, Browns Lane is a testament to how that can work in partnership.
It's a very exciting prospect for us. As I said, being able to control a bit more of our own destiny on a site like this is really important, you know, and we can demand more out of it in design, partially because we were able to drive I'm not going to say a reasonably hard bargain, but with the risk associated with the site because of flipping the planning journey right at the death and taking it to all affordable, and us being one of the only players in town who had the commercial nous to be able to do a deal of that nature, we were able to agree fairly good terms, which has meant that we've got the ability to perhaps drive a little bit more out of this in the way that it looks, the way that it feels, the way that it functions. So We don't necessarily get the option to do that when we are the B side to the profit-centred partnership developer A side.
And I think for me personally and the team who've worked on it, this is our kind of our prime site. This is what we're all about. You know, just standing here this morning, and even if it wasn't sunny and glorious weather, it would still be so exciting. I think just, you know, these things take time. We've been involved for around a year already. We've probably got another year to get the Reserve Matters Plan and consent. We're then going to be on site for, you know, circa 4 years building out the scheme. And this is what Platform's all about. It's about that long-term vision for a site and what it could be. So standing here today, just really excited to see how it comes forward. And yeah, ultimately, welcome.
Heard on the podcast via our email, podcasts@platformhg.com. Matthew Carroll, Kate Ellison and Michael Baggett are all on LinkedIn too, and are happy to hear from you if you're interested to know more about the current and future partnerships we want to form. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again soon.